Jeepster was the first record that I ever bought with my own money. It is very cool. I understand that, yeah. I wasn't that cool as a 8 or 9 year old whenever it was. It was, but I bought that record simply because it was in a singles box of X chart singles. And I was rifling through this. I was about to spend my 12 pence or whatever it was, a 10 pence or... And the label of Jeepster has a photograph of Mark Bolan and Mickey Finn from his band on it, which is very unusual. I don't think I've ever seen that since. So I just thought I was getting more bang for my buck kind of thing. And I thought he looked amazing, you know. So then I didn't really recognise many of the others that were in there anyway. I was just determined to buy a 45. So I bought it and I was determined to like it anyway. You know? And luckily, it just starts off with a killer guitar riff. I was already crazy about playing the guitar then.
Were you playing it or just listening to it?
I was trying to play the guitar then. I'd had toy guitars from being very, very little. Like, that was my thing, really. Toy guitar each Christmas.
A plastic one with plastic strings, yeah.
It started off with a little wooden thing and that I bought from a haberdashery shop when I was about 4 or 5, and I would carry that around like other lads carry a football or a fire engine. I had no idea why. And each Christmas I would get a bigger and bigger one until I finally, around about the time I'd got Jeepster, I was sort of pulling chords down. It was quite difficult, but that was one of the first riffs I learnt to play.
But it was all in there, wasn't it? Just waiting to come out. I mean, you were a guitarist from birth, really.
I just really attracted to it. It wasn't about being a guitar player to, you know, to get girls and get famous or make money or any of that, which are all honourable reasons. Because it started so much younger than that for me. You know, I've told this story before. I had to check with my mother that she didn't mind me telling this story, but she used to, on a Saturday morning, go to the department store and go to where the musical instruments were. I would have been about 5. And she'd just leave me in there and she went and go and do the shopping.
You'd be quite safe. You'd never move.
And I would never move. Some years later, having told this, I checked in with her again and I said, did I get that right? Has that kind of been exaggerated over the years? I used to go and look at these guitars and she said, because I couldn't quite work out why I would do that. And she said, oh, no, it was the amps as well. So there's something about guitars and amps that just attracted me from being a little kid. I've never not had one, really.
Yeah, it's been your friend. Yeah. The guitar's your friend. Your next choice is a bit earlier even than T-Rex, Jeepster. Yeah. Del Shannon, Little Town Flirt.
Yeah, I've always loved Little Town Flirt and Del Shannon's voice particularly. There's a few of his songs that are, for me, mean something in my life because them and the Everly Brothers records were the first things I remember, really. And my parents used to play them when I was a little kid. And again, I feel very fortunate, really, because it could be music that I don't like, but still, as an adult, there are records that I see some value in that I actually am really glad that I was exposed to when I was young.
Quality records, yeah.
Brilliant, yeah, they're almost punky. I mean, Del Shannon, there's quite a few of his records that influenced how I ended up playing. You know, he was a big influence on the Smiths songs, a few of them, you know. But I picked Little Town Flirt just because it's one that makes other people happy when they hear it. It's just got such a killer melody and vocal delivery. I thought, I'll try and not be selfish and pick a sort of slow, sad one. Try and keep it a little bit cheery.